Sorry, was it meant to be two? Sorry. Do you notice a difference in postgraduate and undergraduate culture in the use of the library? And my guess is that the postgrads want more quiet and the undergrads want more cafe and shared space. Is that right?
You know, I think that's a really interesting question. I think that postgraduates would say what you just said. I think my experience of what I observe is that actually it's much more to do with what you're like, whether you're an undergraduate or a postgraduate, and there are different ways of working. Actually, probably the patterns of work as an undergraduate, as a postgraduate, as a member of staff, will remain quite similar because of what you want. And I've always thought that it's actually how you want to work rather than your status that matters about where you should work. Having said that, I think there is an age difference, which I'm sure is important because even postgraduates won't have been brought up in the same kind of culture that undergraduates have now, and certainly staff have. So there are differences in the way people want to work, but actually I don't think it's to do with what they're studying. But I would think it might have a view on that.
What does it should do it?
Yes, again, I'll have to speak to someone who's only just come here. I mean, I prefer the group study areas of the library, personally, and I do like to have a little bit of noise when I'm working. A completely silent environment doesn't work for me. One thing I have noticed about the postgraduates is that they do seem to work a lot harder. And I don't know if it is an age thing or the fact they've just got more work to do, but I think their preference, am I correct in saying that their preference is to be quiet as part of the library?
We haven't actually done that kind of count, so I couldn't actually say it, but I would expect that.
Like,
we haven't actually done it.
I think that would be the main difference. Certainly, undergraduates are happier just to stop working, to talk to each other for a bit in between times, which I don't see postgraduates doing quite so much.
Certainly, postgraduates use a group study course. There are groups of postgraduates who do meet and work in group study halls, so there are different things going on.
I'm wondering, and this is half formed, so I still wonder, Sheila, what you were saying about being surrounded by books and that making people feel able to work, and also something about James's sort of the excitement of having a group of people who are kind of into doing the same kind of stuff that you're into doing. And I wonder if there's something here about just like having permission to be smart, being surrounded by books, being surrounded by people who are into what it is that you're into, is like getting that okay to be as smart as you are and to learn new stuff. And that seems quite an attractive idea, if it's true, which it probably is.
It's a really nice way of putting it, actually, and I think it would be worth exploring whether there is something in that. I was going to hesitate making this point, but perhaps I will make it now, that a very respected thinker in my field, in particularly digital libraries, and development of digital libraries, an American, who spent a whole career promoting the digital library, surprised everybody at a conference that I happened to be at whenever she